This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I am so anti-soup that I really want to talk about this. I'm so anti-soup that I've become anti-pho.
Are you kidding?
I am. And I know people say pho is really good.
I could eat it every single day.
Oh my God. Then you got to teach me like how to get it right.
Oh, it's so good.
I'm with you. Anti-soup. Lead the way, Slacker. I'm right behind
but
you.
But is it because I don't want to put your parents in a weird spot, but you were poor or not poor? How poor
no.
were you?
No,
middle
we were
class?
Middle class, yeah.
I think my parents were kind of middle class, right? Sort of-ish.
Yeah.
Soup is a way... Do you know that every country... What's America's poor food? Like, in Brazil, it's feijoada. It's like, You take all the meat you didn't eat, and you've always got rice and black beans, and
you just
throw all the meat and stuff, and it's just like this... It's like jambalaya. Jambalaya is like, well, we had ribs yesterday, we had shrimp today, we had this, and it's like, just throw all that meat in with rice and we get a whole nother 2 days worth of meals out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Soup is the meal after that. Soup is, we ate all the ribs and we did all that, and then we made jambalaya.
You're not having the right kind of soup.
That's what soup, all soup sucks.
No.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's soup is meat water. It's so bad. Or it's vegetable water. It's so bad. Like, they're...
And the leftover have, leftovers, throw
yes,
it in a pot.
Yes, it's like the last day. Well, we ate all of the ribs. There's still the bones. Throw them in water, and the water will taste like ribs. And then we'll eat that. Cut some potatoes up in it, and then it's a hearty soup. It's meat, water. It's so bad, and you cannot convince me. Aaron, darling love kitten, I'll sit down with you and eat a hearty stew all damn day. But... if it ain't chunky, it eats soup that eats like a meal. I don't understand condensed soup where you add the water.
Yeah. What about like a chicken noodle soup when you're sick or
not
anything?
Not thick enough.
Not.
It's not thick enough. Pho is just a big bowl of broth with meat in it.
Rice noodles
can
and
I just
vegetables.
Have that? Can I just have that? Why do I have to have all that water?
Because it warms
Why
up
do I have
everything
to want
else.
The water? I don't want the water.
You need the water.
I don't want the water.
Yeah, everything gets mushy and stuff. What about Progresso? Is it Progresso? Is that what it is? Those are supposed to be chunkier. My dad would come home for lunch and he would eat a can of Progresso soup.
Is that
like
the one
every
you
day.
Don't add water to?
I don't know.
The Campbell's ones you do. If it says condensed on it, I don't get it. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Bring us into the soup world. Tiak and I are anti-soup. Tell me a soup that is going to like sweat. And by the way,
you guys don't want like a chocolate...
Hold on. 303-222-5423. Text in. Give me a soup to jump into.
Broccoli cheddar.
That's not soup.
It is soup.
That's a runny black-eyed pea appetizer. It's like they had too much of their broccoli rice casserole and they're like, add some water to it, call it broccoli soup.
Yeah, it feels,
I'm just saying it's a way
to
stretch.
Dip a chip in it or something?
Yes!
It feels like, yeah.
Like, there's one soup.
Tomato? Oh. Would you do a tomato with a grilled cheese? That's the one soup I ate growing up.
Only
was tomato
soup.
Soup
I eat too, but it's just a dipping agent. I don't.
It doesn't feel like the same thing.
Do you finish it? Or do you just use it to dip your grilled cheese into?
I dip the grilled cheese. And
then what?
And then I'll put a couple of the oyster crackers in.
And he does? And then the soup ever get like...
No, somehow the
soup... Of course not.
It's never gone.
Soup sucks.
It's never gone.
Soup is terrible.
It's so good. There's even new trends where like I made lasagna soup not too long ago.
Mm. You're still doing it. Here's a delicious thing. You don't just go just add water to a great thing.
What You're if not it was just mushy?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.